lula futhi insipho yezinto zonke. Yingakho sithi iyinoma yini basoap. Sunlight, more than you expect.
So our leading conversation today on our hashtag Noise from the Net is on the trending topic of Cindy and Fellow. Cindy simply needs advice.
And to think about it, guys, like I want you guys to please like give me advice on this, because there was a time, okay, if you're not forgiving, like if Konitang Yenzi le wrongi, and then siyadlula kuleyonto, ngixolise mase uthi siyadlula kuleyonto mase siyadlula kuyona, and then wena manje before sihlukane manje, and then usubuyisa zonke lezi zinto othe uyangixolela zona, then why didn't you just break up with me at that time when I still did that thing? And it wasn't stuff I did, it was stuff I said, like it was stuff I said ngomlomo, because I was being provoked. I'm not playing victim. Now he probably has a side of the story.
Yeah, we all say quite a lot when we are provoked, don't we? I don't know. I did say earlier on, I struggle with such. I think it's also difficult to forgive yourself of your own wrongs, be it in a relationship or to yourself. Do you really completely forget who you once did this? We find out from our relationship expert on the show, Paula Quincy, who is an author of Embracing Conflict and, of course, Embracing No. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us the show. A very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Oh, we're so happy to have you on the show. You know, we want everybody who listens to the show to be the master of umjolo, but in a good way, you know, to master your relationship. You need to be able to master your relationship. But there's always conflict. I mean, we're human. We make mistakes. My partner does me wrong. I forgive them because I love them. But I can't, for some reason, forget. Is it even possible, Cindy, Paula, would you say, to forgive your partner completely and never, ever bring up things you already said you forgave them for?
Yes, it most definitely is possible. It really does depend on how the couple has resolved this issue and this conflict initially, so that there is closure for both of them. There is an understanding of the impact of that behavior, and then how to shift and change that behavior going forward so that it doesn't reoccur again. You know, that's the healthy way of dealing with conflict and making sure that we truly can forgive and heal and get closure and move on, because we've created a space where we've really heard each other, we've really understood each other, we're compassionate, we're empathetic, and we're willing to change our behavior going forward because we love and value and respect our partner.
Yes, forgiveness is necessary within a relationship, most would say, right? But for some people, forgive me if I'm wrong for even saying this, but I sometimes feel as though you forgiving a wrong, let's say your partner cheats, for instance, example, and you forgive. Are you not now encouraging them to continue cheating? Do they now reflect and say, sit by themselves and go, well, let me stop cheating, because I mean, my partner forgave me. God forbid I cheat again and they don't forgive me.
No, this is definitely where, you know, that conversation is had around clarifying upfront what kind of behavior is acceptable and unacceptable, and what the boundaries are going forward, and what the consequences are going forward, so that both parties know exactly where they stand with each other. And if that partner continues to do the same thing, then it's a choice.
Then it's a choice. It's whose choice now? The one who forgave, or the one who is on the receiving end of the apology?
Well, it's both sides, right? If the person continues to cheat, knowing full well, based on the discussions they've had in the situation, and they continue to cheat, that's a choice on their behalf to continue with that behavior. If the partner chooses to forgive and their partner cheats again and they can choose to forgive again and stay there, that's a choice as well, that they are staying in that space and they're basically choosing to condone that type of behavior. So in other words, they're compromising themselves and their own boundaries and their own value system.
Oh, absolutely. Loud and clear. Closing it off, since we have you on the show, we need to talk about this. We have quite brutal breakups and they're really not necessary. I mean, between two adults, we can go our separate ways without fights and hatred towards each other. But do you think we can do better when it comes to breakups? What advice would you share on that?
Yeah, I think in the ideal world as adults, you know, if we could handle these situations in a mature way, in a conscious way, so what is the learning I'm taking away from the situation for myself and what work am I doing on myself so that when I step into that next relationship, I do it differently and I've got closure. I'm not taking my baggage with me. And at the same time, you know, it's also around acknowledging each person's role in the situation and that, you know, that doesn't necessarily make you bad people or failure just because your relationship or your marriage has failed.
Oh, absolutely. Paula, thank you so, so much for chatting to us. I'm hoping you're going to be joining us again sometime next week, but we appreciate your time very, very much.
Thank you. A good day. Have a good day to you and the listeners.
Have a good day too. That's Paula Quincy, relationship expert. She's an author of Embracing Conflict as well as Embracing No. Loud and clear. It's very clear advice that you're getting on the radio. But at the end of the day, it's totally up to you. If you're going to forgive someone and they do the same thing you forgave them for, it's up to you now. It's up to you now to say, nah, this is where I cut the cords. We're moving right along to the next person who will hopefully be more appreciative and respectful towards you. If you still stay, well,
as a responsible broadcaster,